Do Not Disturb, Cashing In, Rock Band Dead, Amazon joins the Cloud Party, and the Kindle's being phased out at Targets. It's Thursday, May 3rd, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Leading off the show today is a new version of Mountain Lion for developers. Apple released this update through the Mac App Store, which is the first time it's ever done that. Prior updates were done through a fresh download through the developer website, through fresh downloads, thus in the Mac App Store. So this update is kind of a system-wide update that you just run as a software update in the Mac App Store. So it's kind of a new thing Apple's doing with Mountain Lion. The update includes several bug fixes as well as a few tweaks. One of those tweaks is included in this version is Do Not Disturb. So this feature is a simple toggle that enables you to turn notifications on and off. I did a post about this over at applepredictions.com as I see this coming to iOS 6 very soon. So head on over to applepredictions.com for that full post. Mountain Lion is finally, I think, in a polished state where I trust using it on a daily basis as a developer build, even though I realize it may crash from time to time. So I think it's getting ready for release. It's due out late summer of 2012. So this and many more features are coming soon. In other Apple news is a bunch of iOS apps. So what did Apple change here? iMovie 1.3.1 came out. This update improves overall stability and addresses a number of minor issues, including the ability to access help when editing a project on the iPad, and it resolves an issue when the incorrect frame was shown after splitting a clip. So minor bug fixes there. With iPhoto, you get version 1.0.1. This is the first ever update to iPhoto. And what did they fix here? When publishing a journal to iCloud, the URL of the journal can now be copied using the copy link button. Pretty helpful there. It addresses an issue that can cause duplicate photos to appear in photo view and stability improvements. So that got updated as well as GarageBand. The big fix here is resolving an error when logging into SoundCloud using a Facebook account and a couple other fixes, including iCloud sharing. So that's that. That's GarageBand 1.2.1. And then we have a new update to Cards. It's version at 1.1.2. And besides getting beautiful letterpress cards for Mother's Day, we get new Get Well card designs, additional cards for birthdays, thank you, and more, and better accuracy for the address verification, which is a good thing, because if it doesn't verify, that means you won't get a push notification when your card is delivered. So any fixes they can do there is a good thing. And finally, iTunes U is at version 1.1.1. and has just a single fix, addresses an issue that may cause it to unexpectedly quit when launched from another app. So that's what they've updated. They're kind of small updates, but I'd go ahead and head to the App Store and update your apps. Another app news, Apple news, is Scott Forstall cashing out some of his Apple stock. So according to UAW, this is what happened. Vice President of iOS, Scott Forstall, reportedly cashed out over 64,000 Apple shares last week, earning around $38.7 million from the sale. Forstall picked up those shares back in 2008. He got 120,000 shares back then as a part of a bonus, and as those just vested, minus about half for taxes, he went ahead and cashed them out. But this doesn't leave him out of the dark. He still has some shares on the way. We've got a quarter of a million shares, 250,000 shares coming to him over the next few years. And he currently holds around 3,000 shares with an annual salary of around $700,000. So he got some money from this cash out and has got more stocks on the way. And he deserves it. I mean, he basically spearheaded iOS development and made the iPhone and iPad what it is today as far as the software end. So great job, Scott. Keep up the good work and use your money wisely, I say. Thanks for TUAW for all this great information. Now onto some app news. To begin is EA killing off their $5 Rock Band application for iOS. Users of this app recently got a pop-up notification that states, "Dear Rockers, on May 31st, Rock Band will no longer be playable on your device. Thanks for rocking out with us." There's no indication on the App Store about this, or the company's website. So the game relies on servers and things that EA can kill and basically kill the app from their end. I can understand this move for a freebie, but for a $5 app, this sounds kind of crazy. People that buy the app today, less than a month before May 31st, have less than a month to enjoy this game. Imagine if this app's for sale on May 30th and they kill it a day later. So I'm not sure what EA's moves here and if they'll change their mind this one. Either way, a bad publicity move for EA. Before moving on to the so-called, but not really, Dropbox fiasco, is a quick mention that the Financial Times is officially discontinuing their iOS app. The company is going ahead with their HTML5 web app and thinks the App Store is just not for them. They announced this a while ago, and it's finally official, and they're pulling out of the App Store. Now, as I just mentioned, is the whole Dropbox story. So evidently, someone at Apple discovered that Dropbox's API includes a method of creating new accounts, including paid accounts. Just like the Amazon Kindle, this is something not allowed by Apple. Currently, apps that integrate with Dropbox are getting rejected by Apple. This is not a conspiracy or some kind of crazy bizarre way to promote iCloud, but rather someone at Apple simply discovered Dropbox was doing something it's not allowed. Dropbox is working on a solution, and hopefully we'll have one soon. So basically, you're not allowed to create paid accounts, and this does that. So Dropbox will probably create a version of their API that gets rid of the account creation, at least the paid accounts. So there you go. Last up today is some competitor news. First up is Google revamping their Google Docs. The Google company, announced 450 new fonts that users can now use with Google Docs and brand new templates, 60 of them. Photos can now be added from Google Drive, Life Magazine Photo Archive, snapping a photo, or just adding it directly. The updates are available now as it is a website and should be rolled out to all the users. Another news is Amazon releasing their cloud drive app for OS X and Windows. Amazon's release here feels very much like a rushed release, like a reaction to last week's news of Microsoft releasing SkyDrive for Mac, Google releasing Google Drive, and Dropbox enabling easier sharing. So this feels like a reactionary release. Amazon's app, if you can even call it that, provides a simpler way to upload and download files to Amazon's cloud storage. The app does not give you a local folder that you can work in. It is simply more of a droplet for uploading files. It's kind of lame if you ask me and feels like an incomplete rush job. My hope is that a fuller solution is on the way. Just like Google Drive, Amazon offers users 5 gigabytes of free storage. Last up today is Target announcing that they're doing away with all those fancy Kindles. So the retailer spokesperson, Molly Snyder, issued this statement today. Target continually evaluates its product assortment to deliver the best quality and prices for our guests. Target is phasing out Kindles and Kindle-related products in the spring of 2012. We will continue to offer guests a full assortment of e-readers and supporting accessories, including the Nook. Also note is the iPad will continue to be predominantly displayed at Target stores. So there you go. Target is getting rid of Kindles in favor of the Nook. Not much more to say here. Something before closing out the show is the Kindle Fire is a part of this banishment. So no more Kindle Fires at the Target store. You'll have to go to Best Buy or some other retail store for that. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, and I hope you do, head over to iTunes to leave a review of the audio version of this show. Just go to iTunes and search for iWake. Also, if you're a listener of this show, you might want to watch it one of these days. Head on over to youtube.com/TCHATEN for the video version of the show, as well as many other videos that I produce. Last up to note is head on over to applepredictions.com, where I'm now predicting the future of Apple. So head on over there and read my predictions. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.